Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. And here, as he is every Monday before a school board meeting, is Dr. Craig Correll. Good morning, Dr. Correll. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing fantastic. Well, another school board meeting tonight, and a few things on the agenda. We've been talking about it on the news today. Just kind of a few maintenance items that has been suggested.
Sure, we've got a few maintenance items that just, you know, we're doing that every month, all year long, making sure we keep our buildings up. So there's some approval for some RFPs on there for some of that work to be done.
Yeah, a few of the things that been looked at is paint the brick and stucco at Community Elementary, some electrical switch gear at Roosevelt Elementary, and for handrail replacement at Field Kindley. So that is what is going on tonight, and you guys will be meeting at 5 p.m. tonight?
5 p.m., yes. We changed the time, so there's this 5 o'clock start time, second Monday of every month.
Okay, so is that a permanent change?
Yes, 5 p.m.? Well, okay. I say permanent. Annually, we look at that.
Okay,
so for the
okay.
next year, at least, 5 o'clock.
Right.
Second Monday of every month at the Board of Education office, 615 Ellis.
Because it used to be at 6, was it before, or 6:30 before?
It used to be 6.
Okay, so just a question, and was there is this a better time for everybody involved, for all the school board members?
Just a little more conducive, not only for the school board members, but for those that give presentations. As you mm-hmm. know, when I come here every month, we talk about the presentations that are happening that evening at the board meeting. And a lot of times those are our administrators, and they've got evening duties. They've got, you know, basketball games and different activities going on throughout the year. So it's really better for everybody. Plus, we know they've got families, too. So
right.
anything we can do to help do that, we also want to make sure that we don't go too early. We want to make sure that we're available if the public wants to show up and
right.
has something to say. But, you know, I'm always available for the public to reach out to, you know, stopping by the board office in person or call or email.
Are there any presentations tonight from some administrators?
There are. Every year we get together with my administrative team in the summer, and we look at what we need to do to monitor the strategic plan that we have. So our strategic plan, we're on the tail end of the five-year plan. The community helped create that plan. And every year we get together and we determine what we're going to present on every month throughout the year, and then the board approves that. And tonight's topics are ESOL, which is students who speak a language other than English that have moved in here, and then civic engagement and service learning are the two topics that are on board for tonight.
And I remember that when I was in high school, we had the, I think you call it the ESOL for us. We just call it the ESL, which English as a second language. Mm-hmm. How has that program been? Has the program been implemented yet? And how has it been going so far?
Yes, it has. You know, this is my 12th year here in Coffeyville, and when I came 12 years ago, we literally had a handful of students who didn't speak English, and now that number, and I shouldn't say didn't speak English. This is if English isn't the major language spoken in the home.
Right, it's the second language, basically.
Second language. So these students may not speak any English, or they may speak quite a bit of English, but their parents do not. And so, like I said, when I came 12 years ago, we had a handful. And now that number is around 250 students that we have here that English is not the major language spoken at home. And so, as I said, there's a variety of thresholds there. Some of the students speak none, all the way to very fluent. So just working with them and their families. And we need different strategies to work with these students. As you can imagine, being a teacher who doesn't speak maybe Spanish and having students in your classroom that don't speak English, it can be a very tough barrier to education. And so Lisa Stockton is our director of ESOL, and her job is to make sure that the teachers and the students have those resources they need to learn English as quickly as they can so we can catch them up to where they need to be.
Absolutely, because, I mean, something as simple as a language barrier can be a huge difference on, you know, a child learning in school. And probably the other good thing about ESOL is that a lot of times I had friends that were in school that speak English very well, but it was still their second language, and they would actually teach their parent at home about some English
yes.
to kind of help them out.
Yes,
so,
yes. It really is the whole family endeavor
yeah.
here. And, you know, and I said Spanish, but we actually have about 14 different languages and dialects spoken mm-hmm. here in Coffeyville. So those 250 students really come from a very diverse background as far as what language is spoken at home.
Right, and that's why it's called English is a second language, not talking about Spanish.
Right.
Because there's lots of different, I'm not sure what all's in Coffeyville. Spanish is probably the biggest, but then there's like you know, there's probably Vietnamese right. and several different ones. So, and I remember I went to Vietnam a few years ago, and I was just totally lost.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was just like, I have no clue what's being said here.
Right, right. And so if you can imagine being a student,
yeah.
plop down in a school where no one can understand you and you can't understand anyone else. And it really does make for a challenging time. But I will say those, you know, the majority of those students that we have in the ESOL program are great students mm-hmm. and their families are very supportive of what we do in the school. So, you know, we're thankful that we have that.
Absolutely. It's a little disconcerting when you don't know what everybody's trying to tell
right.
you. It could be a little frustrating both ways, but it's not that people get upset. It's just you want to be able to communicate.
Right.
And I think it's a great program to have ESOL. That way students can kind of, you know, even if they know just a little bit, they can learn a little bit more.
Right.
And that way that students, teachers can connect with them. So, again, that's a great program that you guys have over there at, here at USD 445. Any other projects coming up later on, maybe for the month? I know last month we talked to the athletic director,
mm-hmm.
and you guys had started up a YouTube page. That way you guys could live stream sporting events, which has been really, really, I'm pretty sure that that's received a lot of positive feedback.
It really has. You know, we've had this vision for a few years of doing this, and, you know, I went to the athletic department and talked to them, and they've got this up and going, and it really does benefit, you know, those parents or those students, athletes that have extended family can now tune in. If they're not close enough to come to a game, they can tune in. We obviously want everybody to come to the games if they can.
Right.
But when you can't, we want to make sure there's an option for you available to sit and watch it from home. And so we're going to continue to grow this program more and more.
And it works out really well because now a lot of times, because I know it's on YouTube, the other good thing about it is when, say, maybe an athletic event is done, that goes into an archive where you can go back and watch
right.
it, which is good for the student athletes if they're putting together like a tape or something of all their work. That way, if they're getting recruited by college, they can use that to go back and build basically a tape for themselves.
Yeah, and that is how it's done now. So that's another part of the reason. The students can use that to progress into their future.
So that's been a great thing that's going on. And again, it's on YouTube. And now a lot of times you can watch YouTube on your big screen TVs now, so you can get a high def shot of it and just watch it from home if you're not feeling well or cannot make it to
right.
the games.
It's almost like watching ESPN.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Fieldkill Memorial High School gym right there, and we're showing the student athletes, and we've got students that are doing some of the play-by-play. So a really great experience
all
the way around.
It is. That's very, very exciting. So, again, that is what is going on at over at USD 445. So, Mr. Carell, I appreciate you coming in today. Again, to the meeting tonight at 5 p.m., and you said it's at the Education Center at 615 Ellis.
Yes.
So, again, it is not 6 o'clock. It is 5 o'clock now. And this is the first time at 5 o'clock, correct?
Or yeah, this is the first regular meeting at 5 o'clock.
Okay, so, again, 5 o'clock tonight, not 6 o'clock. If you show up at 6, you're going to be late. So be sure to show up at 5 o'clock tonight. But, again, Mr. Carell, I appreciate you coming in today and talking about all the great things happening over here in Coffeyville.
All right, thank
the Coffeyville
you.
Public Schools.
That's right. Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.